This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter Sunday he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results in which Joe Biden is the projected president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged and only a victory for Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN-led talks aimed at appointing an interim administration in Libya to help bring back an end to a decade of conflict concluded without naming the executive. The UN says the parties have agreed to a virtual meeting in about a week to agree on the selection mechanism for the coming authority. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Tigray's leader accused neighboring Eritrea of sending tanks and thousands of troops into Tigray and supportive of an Ethiopian government offensive. Ethiopia launched the campaign in Tigray on November 4th after accusing local forces of attacking federal troops based in a northern state which borders Eritrea and Sudan.